When you hear about homelessness in our community, I'm sure you wonder what you can do. Maybe, like me, you feel a bit helpless. How on earth could I help people in that situation?
There's a new program starting up in Newcastle. It's in response to the community asking for ways to help. If you have a business that provides a product or a service, you may be able to extend a helping hand to those who need it most. So, how does it all work?
Jen O'Sullivan's here to tell you all about it. She's the chair of Hunter Homeless Connect.
Well, what's going to be happening is that we're doing a call out to local businesses for any services or goods that they might be able to give. So there might be coffee, meals, haircuts, washing, drying, phone charging, pharmacy, anything, shoes, gift cards, Woolworths, you know, any business that goes, you know what, I'd like to give something per week, or I'd like to give something, then we would provide people experiencing homelessness with vouchers to be able to access that business directly.
Jen, how do we make sure that businesses who want to sign up don't end up overcommitting or overextending themselves?
Okay, well, this is why we're setting up a system that, for example, if a hairdresser says, look, I'd love to donate two haircuts a week, it's through the specialist homelessness services that people experiencing homelessness would access the vouchers, which means that the services would know what's available so that you wouldn't have 10 people turning up unannounced, that we would have a system that we know exactly what that business would like to give so that it doesn't get over-serviced.
Where is this all up to at the moment then, Jen?
Okay, well, where we're up to is just asking for businesses to get in contact, go on to Hunter Homeless Connect website and sign up, contact our new project coordinator, Nessa Phillips, about the project. She'll come out and have a talk to you about how it's going to run and see, you know, what you would like to do, how you'd like to commit some goods or services. But, yeah, this is a whole community responding. And I think it's when we got this grant, the funders actually said, this is the first initiative we've seen like this in Australia. And I think that, you know, if we as a community can respond to homelessness, this can be something that can be replicated throughout Australia. Let's be the first.
Incredible, Jen. What's the response been already?
Oh, great. We've had a wonderful response. I mean, we've already talked to services and said, look, what do you need? But, yeah, we are getting calls, and because I'm, you know, being in the homeless service for over 15 years, businesses and people do ask me a lot, how do we help? How do we help? So this is finally a way that services can help. So, yeah, we are getting calls.
Jen, keep us updated as you progress through. And by the way, as more businesses sign up, we might start seeing little stickers, notices in these business front windows.
Yes, businesses will be identified with a decal, and we're also looking at a system for those 7% who may be sleeping on the streets for a decal with a different kind of sign on it, that if they needed to charge a phone or if they needed to get a drink or heat a meal, that there is a service there that would welcome them. This is about breaking down those barriers of stereotypes. They're not old men in the park with paper bags. You know, they're people, they're women, they're children. You know, we're only two paychecks away from homelessness. It can happen to anybody.